Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org for Tuesday, November 18, 2008. The Israeli military invaded today the eastern parts of Rafah City in southern Gaza as the Israeli troops detained scores of Palestinian residents from various West Bank areas. These news and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli troops invaded Eilat today, the southern part of the Gaza Strip, just east of Rafah City. The troops, accompanied with bulldozers, raised some Arabi lamps in the area. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the ruling Hamas party in Gaza, announced its fighters defended the invaded area with firing homemade shells onto the Israeli troops. Israeli officials, including the Prime Minister, the Foreign Minister and the Defense Minister, had earlier warned of the possibility that the Israeli army would carry out a large military offensive on Gaza to rein in what Israel says homemade shells launchers from Gaza into nearby Israeli areas. Meanwhile, the Hamas party has declared that the ball now is in the Israeli court regarding an Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal with Israel, stating it is still considering such a truce deal. In the West Bank, the Israeli troops invaded the Al-Fawar refugee camp near Hebron City, detaining 12 Palestinian residents, as the Israeli military detained several others in other parts of the West Bank, including the Nablus city. Palestinian security sources revealed that those detained on Tuesday reached a total of 32. In the meantime, spokesman of the British government, Mr. John Wilkes, said in a press conference in Ramallah that the Israeli settlements in the West Bank are illegal and constitute a stumbling block in the path of regional peace. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Maghari and Hossam Qassi.